You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Benedicte Pro speaking from the Lido to cover for you the 72nd Venice Film Festival. Today I'm with Alexander Sokorov, who is presenting in competition the movie Francophonia. Dobry dzień, Gospodin Sokorov. Спасибо за film. Francophonia gathers all kinds of material. Archive images, reconstitution shots of this moment in history when the works of art contained in the Louvre Museum in Paris were saved by the simultaneous effort of Jaujard as well as Metternich, someone who was at first on the Nazi side and then sort of united with Jaujard to save those pieces of work. There are also images of you speaking through the internet to the captain of a sinking ship who is containing many works of art. You define this movie as a film essay.
Francophonia is not a piece of for newsreel. It's not a piece of history. It's just an arty construct. It is a piece of art in which there is a place for fantasy, for irony, for invention. Well, it is a sort of a mild, ironic relation to the historic figure of Napoleon. He was not ideal, he was not unique. He was basically a bad guy, as many other dictators before and after him.
Как можно считать человека, который любил себя видеть на живописи?
Well, how can you regard seriously a narcissistic man who was adoring his pictures, was loving all his reflections in art? Well, the only thing he's worthy of is humor, a kind of condescension. He was just a small guy in the last
account. В общем, напряженной смысловой конструкции.
It plays a certain role in the ideal construction of this film. It's a role of a sort of a warming up of detente of humor, because the film is by itself is very serious, is very intense, so you need sort of a interlude, if you want.
The film made me both happy and profoundly sad, because it's the story of a rescue, but also the story of a boat that goes into the water and this Captain Dirk disappears. So is this a story of a something that is over or something that survives?
Мне кажется, к жизни надо относиться как к жизни, не как к сказке.
Well, we should treat life as it is. It is realistically. It is not a fable, it's not a Bible, it's not this. Stories, but it's life is basically about death.
Мы преодолеваем этот факт, чудо человеческого сознания.
It is a reality, and there is a possibility for us, but in consciousness, to overcome the idea of death and continue to live on. The Creator was very cruel with that when he told us that we must understand our mortality and try to live with it.
The final images are very beautiful because it starts with the Russian anthem and it's really red, and then it turns blue, which is the color of democracy.
Эмоциональное состояние. Вообще фильм.
Well, it is a sort of a reflection of the emotional state, because I didn't want this film to be a documentary, and so it is the emotions that are contained in this film. This ending at the part of this emotional impetus.
Смотрите, у Рембрандта его картина «Возвращение блудного сына».
Let us take an example of Rembrandt's picture, Return of Aaron's Son, if I remember well. Yes, and it is, you should observe the colors, you should observe the composition. Yes, the message is good, because the son that was away, that was lost for his father, is back. But if you see the palette, the colors and the composition, you see that there is no good future in there. That there will be nothing good in the future, both for the father and son, because it is impregnated with some very bad premonition, so to say. So it is beautiful still because it is a very beautiful picture.
Рембрандт рисовал отца таким, что он скоро умрет, вот не сегодня.
Well, he has pictured the in Rembrandt pictured the father as half dead, and the person is derelict, he is close to the final trespassing, and the son is also pictured there as a weakling, as a weak person who has suffered, who has very much depleted after a long voyage. But still, you can see the force and the beauty of this picture.
Thank you so much, Alexander Sokurov, for telling us about Francophonia. Спасибо большое.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.